We're joined today by Adenike Sharpley, who is involved with the Juneteenth Oberlin that's going on June 13th. Adenike, thanks for sharing some time with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much for inviting me.
So the Juneteenth celebration in Oberlin has been going on for a number of years now. Talk about what will take place this weekend.
Okay, I think it's been going on for about 15 years. This weekend we'll have choirs singing. We'll have R&B music by Sugar Ray Ballard. We have a parade that starts at noon. We have jazz by Utah Witherspoon. We have reggae by the Outlaws, I&I. We'll have several ceremonies, a jumping the broom ceremony, and awards for the people who've come the farthest or the oldest attending. We'll also have line dancing.
So a lot of different activities. I understand
yes.
There's a special commemoration going on at Westwood Cemetery also on the 12th, correct?
Yeah, that's called the Maafa celebration, or an understanding of the Holocaust, the slave Holocaust, will happen on Friday, June 12th at 6:30 at the Westwood Cemetery in Oberlin, Ohio.
Now, most of the activities that on the Saturday are taking place at Tappan Square. What time do things start getting underway?
They start at about 10 a.m. at Tappan Square.
And that's where all the activities are taking place. You mentioned the jumping the broom ceremony. Talk about the meaning behind that and the significance for the event.
Yes, during slavery time, Africans were not allowed to get married. And so therefore they had their own celebration to commemorate that joining of two people together for the rest of their life. And they jumped the broom together.
Why do you think it is so important that people kind of reflect on this and take an understanding of it? And maybe we could give a little history. Juneteenth, kind of sort of an approximation. Talk about the name behind that.
Well, Juneteenth came about as a celebration. The slaves in Texas did not get freed with the Emancipation Proclamation. They were freed 2 years after that. And during that time, so after that, it was usually celebrated in Texas only. They always had a celebration. Now, one of the ladies had just told me they had red Kool-Aid or a red drink to drink during Juneteenth. But it was mostly a celebration where they had food and games and just celebrated being together and free.
Yeah, and then that's kind of what's happening at the Juneteenth celebration in Oberlin, all this different celebration. And this is something that the entire family has fun doing, right? Talk about some of the activities maybe for different ages.
Well, we have a children's activities. We'll have rock, paper, scissors done by the Oberlin Public Library. We have children's activities with bubbles and balloons and crayons and just all kinds of games that students and young people can do. We'll be giving and have a bike giveaway. Like I said, we'll have line dancing with younger children can also try their feet at that. There'll be different reenactors there. Someone representing Abe Lincoln will be there, and someone from the Fifth Colored Soldiers will be there. And they'll also be giving out information, because for ours, we do more than just a celebration. There will be information being given. There also will be something happening Friday, June 12th at 12:15 at the Oberlin Public Library, Oberlin and the Fight Over Black Voting Rights, 1865, will happen. There'll be a Juneteenth community picnic on Friday, June 12th at Spring Street Park from 4 p.m. to 6. There was a memorial celebration for the Mother of Bondage at our Potter's Field in Westwood Cemetery last Sunday, the 7th at 2. That happened already. But these other events will be going on.
And of course,
on Friday and Saturday.
Right. And this, the theme you have for it is looking back to look forward. Talk a little bit about the meaning behind that.
Yes, the Sankofa boar bird, which they see on our sign coming in to Oberlin on all of the posters, is a Ghanaian Adinkra symbol, which means looking back to move forward. The bird looks over its shoulder, and it's looking back to see what happened before so that he can move forward.
So not only do you have a celebration of things from the past, but obviously you look at today's issues and kind of deal with some of those as well at this event. And, of course, people know you because if they visit Ade's place on Oberlin there as well, so a lot of different stores probably participating or community. You have the Oberlin Heritage Center, so everybody's getting involved in this Juneteenth
celebration. Right, all of Oberlin is being, this is one of the premier festivals that is given in Oberlin every year. And it's been going on for, I say, about 15 years plus, I'm pretty sure. It was the beginning of, started from the old heritage days.
And again, it's the Juneteenth celebration, this June 13th, this weekend coming up in Oberlin. Our guest today, Adnike Sharpley, thanks for sharing the details and hope you have a nice turnout and some good weather to enjoy all the fun at Tappan Square.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for wishing us well.
Appreciate
we'll do the best we can.
Great. Thanks very much.
Good honor. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.